For WKAR, I'm Karel Vega. After a nearly year-long hiatus, a cornerstone of WKAR's lineup and the only Spanish-language program broadcasting from Michigan's capital region returns to airwaves. I spoke with Tony El Chayo Cervantes about the return of Ondas en Español this weekend.
Sintonizar con el 870 AM.
Premiering in 1968 as Variedades en Español before settling on the name Ondas en Español 6 years later, Tony El Chayo Cervantes has been there from the beginning.
I remember when I first came to WKAR, I was told you can play any music you like, Tejano or Mexican music or Tropical, you know, as long as you play variety of music.
Now, over three decades after El Chayo took over as the voice of Ondas, many of the old record companies have disappeared. But thanks to the large variety of music he's archived over the years, El Chayo makes do.
And so I've had to kind of like hang on to what we had, which mainly is Tejano. Our listeners, most of our listeners are Tejano music lovers. But then, of course, we also have the people that like norteño and mariachi and tropical, of course.
To the non-Spanish speakers listening, you may be wondering, what does Ondas mean? To celebrate 30 years of hosting Ondas, El Chayo's work was highlighted last year in a WKAR digital special where he explained the origins of the name.
Ondas means waves, like the waves in the river, the waves in the ocean, the waves in the lake. But we're talking radio and we're talking music. So Ondas is musical waves.
Unfortunately, not long after the filming of El Chayo's special last year, health complications forced him to take a break from the program.
The first weekend of September, instead of coming to the show, I wound up in the hospital. And I found that I was very sick.
El Chayo ended up in the ER, where he was first put into dialysis. Days later, more complications arose, leading to the need for surgery.
And so they told my wife, we have to amputate the toes. And then they said, the next day, oh, we're going to have to do the ankle. By the time I was in surgery, 2-3 days later, they had to amputate just below the knee.
Now, almost a year later, El Chayo is back behind the board with the same energy and passion for playing music as before.
But I do very well with my wheelchair. You can see that. And so here I am, taking off again for the second time. I'm very, very happy and glad that my health is back. And I'm glad to be back with my audience.
To me, Chayo and Ondas en Español are supreme examples of what community service means.
That's WKAR radio station manager Peter Worf.
Chayo has been doing this at the highest level for 30 years, providing music, culture, and news to the Spanish language speaking community. To me, he stands out as a true public servant.
Public service that has not gone unrecognized by the community. During the 2018 Cristo Rey Fiesta, El Chayo and WKAR were presented with a special proclamation from the city of Lansing.
Lansing Spanish-speaking communities made a powerful contribution for the entire greater Lansing area. And now, therefore, I, Andy Mayor Shore, City of Lansing, by the power vested in me, do hereby proclaim May 25th, 2018, as Día de Ondas en Español. In Lansing.
As far as what lies ahead for Ondas en Español, rest assured, Chayo will be behind the microphone.
The future, I cannot tell you what it's going to be, but I'm going to be here as long as God permits. And like I always say in Spanish, si Dios me presta vida y salud, que voluntad no me falta.
In English, if God grants me life and health, my will not falter. For WKAR, I'm Karel Vega. Voy a pasarte enfrente con mi troca nueva, con mi sombrero de lana de medio lado, y acompañado de un 18 de cerveza.